I thought, you know, as I've said, it looked like anything you can see on stage at a Madonna or Britney Spears concert. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off? These people are the enemy. I think a lot of the American culture is being feminized. I think the reaction to this stupid torture is an example of the feminization of this country. All right, so we're at war with these people. And they're in a prison where they're being softened up for an interrogation. And we hear that the most humiliating thing that you can do is make one Arab male disrobe in front of another. Sounds to me like it's pretty thoughtful. Sounds to me like, in the context of war, this is pretty good intimidation. And especially if you put a woman in front of them, how, and then spread those pictures around the Arab world. And we're sitting here, oh my God, they're going to hate us. Oh no, what are they going to think of us? I think maybe the other perspective needs to be at least considered. Maybe they're going to think we are serious. Maybe they're going to think we mean it this time. Maybe they're going to think we are not going to kowtow to them. Maybe the people who ordered this are pretty smart. Maybe the people who executed this pulled off a brilliant maneuver. Nobody got hurt. Nobody was physically injured. But boy, there was a lot of humiliation of these people that are trying to kill us in ways they hold dear. Sounds pretty effective to me if you look at it in the right context. I'm not going to abandon the people in uniform here, in mass, simply because we've got an example or two or three of some that might have gone overboard on an occasion or now, but when have you not? When have any of you not done anything that, had it been on film or tape, would not have embarrassed the hell out of you? When? Name me one time.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're gonna take a brief time out here, but as I watch this, and I have a question. Who died? Who died here? What are we investigating? I am. If they need an apologist, I'm going to be their apologist.